Today, recreational marijuana became legal in Massachusetts. But as other states watch what happens now, they will see it is a slow process from here on out. Backing up in November, voters in four states, Massachusetts, Maine, Nevada, and California, approved measures legalizing recreational marijuana. It was already legal in Washington State, Oregon, Colorado, Alaska, and Washington, D.C. Martha Biebinger is covering the story for WBUR here in Boston, part of the Here and Now Contributors Network. And Martha, just back us up to a little history here. In 2008, Massachusetts decriminalized possession of an ounce or less of marijuana, correct?
Right. So you'd pay a fine instead of any jail time.
Yep. And then in 2012, voters here approved medical use. So what exactly is legal today?
It is legal, Robin, to possess an ounce in public, up to 10 ounces at home, and to grow 6 plants yourself or up to 12 per household.
Okay. So you can grow it at home if you'd like, but can adults just go out and buy it? Can someone just go out and sell it?
No. Retail sales will not be allowed until next January at the earliest, and legislators are talking about pushing that date forward into the future. Want to keep in mind, though, that, Robin, Massachusetts already does have dispensaries where people who have a registered medical marijuana card can buy marijuana, but you can't just walk into those stores and buy it yourself if you don't have that card.
If it's for recreational use. So what's going to happen over the year? What needs to happen before truly the law can be implemented?
The legislature needs to set up a cannabis – actually, the state treasurer's office needs to set up a cannabis control commission. That's a 3-member body that would regulate 3 different areas: growing marijuana, producing the products like edibles or tinctures or the waxes, and then the retail sales, the stores that would actually sell it. But in the interim, we have the legislature saying, oh, we may need to raise the tax rate. We may need to add something regarding driving under the influence. And maybe all of this will mean that we push off the start of retail sales for a while.
We'll go there to driving under the influence. How can you tell? Is there a test?
There is not a test. So, you know, for driving under the influence of alcohol, there is a breathalyzer, and there's a legal standard by which, after which, people are considered impaired. There is no such test for marijuana. A couple of states use a blood test, and they set a threshold above which they think people are impaired, but there's a lot of questions about whether that science is accurate.
Right. So let's just underscore what you said. You are allowed to grow 6 plants at home. You are allowed to offer that to your friends, presumably?
You can give a gift of up to an ounce.
Okay. But you are not allowed to go out and sell that yet.
That's correct.
And so presumably you're not allowed to go out and buy it yet.
Well, actually, Robin, it's the seller who would be at fault. If you are buying, the act of buying is not necessarily illegal, and actually having an ounce on your possession is not illegal.
Okay.
So if you're stopped on the street and police say you have an ounce on you, where'd you get that? You don't have to prove that it was obtained through a legal procedure, because the actual possession of it is what's legal now.
So this is a lot more complicated. I mean, as I said, other states are watching. This is a
That's
lot more.
That's what the
more
police are saying, for sure.
Yeah. This is more complicated than people thought. I mean, is there a need for education now?
Robin, it's complicated in part because we're in this very murky stage where what happens at the federal level and what happens at the state level are at odds. And so the state laws are written in part to try to move us into a period where they can define what's legal, but they're also trying to be sure that they don't cross lines with the federal government and trigger some problems that people think may be coming under the Trump administration anyway.
Well, let's talk about that. President-elect Donald Trump has nominated several cabinet members who oppose legal marijuana. Senator Jeff Sessions as Attorney General, Congressman Tom Price to head Health and Human Services. You know, there's such momentum across the country in state laws. Do you get a sense that, again, it's illegal on the federal level, but do you get a sense that they will crack down on the federal level?
Well, President Trump has said that he supports use of marijuana for medical purposes, and that's legal in 29 states now. So it would be a big deal to start to roll back the medical marijuana laws. Now, the recreational laws, which President Trump has said he does not support, neither does Sessions or Price, as you just pointed out, that's legal for about 1 in 5 Americans right now. So that might be an easier place to crack down, to go in and make an example of a few store owners or tell states that they're in violation of the Controlled Substances Act, for example. But keep in mind, those industries support a lot of people. They support a lot of jobs. They support a lot of revenue. And we know that President-elect Trump has said that those are things he's going to boost in this country. So there will be some tensions.
Yeah. And briefly, we mentioned Maine, Nevada, California, also legalizing marijuana. When will those laws take effect?
California, it's legal right now to possess up to an ounce. The start of sales is in 2018. Nevada takes effect in a few weeks, January 1st. And in Maine, there's a recount going on. So we're waiting to see whether the yes vote continues to prevail. If it does, the governor can declare it effective in 30 days.
And can he also veto it?
The governor does not have the option of vetoing it, no, but there are some ways that it could be delayed.
Because we know the governor of Maine, and he probably would if he could. Martha Biebinger covers healthcare for WBUR. She joined us to talk about Massachusetts' legalization of recreational marijuana. It starts today, but it's going to take a long time. Martha, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.